So we are on. It's November 6th, 2019, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Before we rise for the flag salute, I'd just like to note this past couple of weeks, we mourn the passing of two members of the Lebanon Township employee family. The first I'd mention is Ronnie Heft, more formally Ronald Heft Jr., spent more than 32 years with our Department of Public Works. The second is Russ Monahan. He was, I believe, the second police officer hired in the township in 1972, served for 25 years until he retired in 1997. He then, some years later in 2005, became a township committeeman for a term through 2007. May they both rest in peace. We extend our condolences to their families and friends, and we'll observe a moment of silence on their behalf after the flag salute.
Please rise.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So we have before us a couple sets of minutes. The first is the minutes from the executive session meeting of October 2nd, 2019. If everyone's had a chance to review, any comments?
I'll make a motion to approve the October 2nd, 2019 minutes for the executive session.
Zero
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We don't have the minutes for the regular meeting of October 16th, just due to some technology issues. They haven't been posted on the web due to a technology issue, but we do have the minutes of the executive session for October 16th, 2019. Any comments or motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes for October 16th, 2019.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So then we have the public comment limited to agenda items only. If anyone would make that motion to open.
I'll make a motion to open to agenda items only public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Anyone would like to make a comment on agenda items? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Then we have the introduction of Ordinance Number 2019-08, an ordinance amending Chapter 72 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. The public hearing for this ordinance proposal would be held on December 4th, 2019. It came to our attention over the recent months that our code for personnel matters was last updated in 1995, so most of this is just bringing things up to date. Is there any discussion from the committee?
I guess, did James go through this with you, or
it was very much written by Matt for legal compliance.
Oh, okay.
James has reviewed it as well, but
okay.
I'd like to just spend a little more time with it because of the missing of the exempt employees, Matt. I didn't see it in there. I thought I was imagining things, but we have to deal with that as well, right?
What do you mean by exempt?
Well, you know, like DPW supervisor is considered, I think, by state statute.
Yeah. Actually, I think everything applies to the exempt employees except 72-3B.
Correct, Section 3B.
Okay,
correct.
So that's...
So, like, the vacation, that applies to every employee unless it says...
Well, it's just when I see the mention of falls under the, you know, full-time employees falls under the CWA when the exempt employee is not part of that.
In that particular case, I think it says toward the end, doesn't it say if they're not? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're saying the employee gets the benefits of the then current CWA contract.
Yeah, which is not the case with the exempt.
That is the case for the exempt. That's the case for every employee.
Okay, but the supervisors are not part of the
right, this
CWA.
This is how they get the benefits described in the CWA. The point being, if we change, for example, the health tier in the CWA contract, mm-hmm. by ordinance, we're giving non-CWA members
I see.
The benefits that
I
they
see
get.
What you're
right,
saying.
We're bootstrapping it, I guess. Or
yeah.
Rather than change the ordinance annually or things. Okay. Where, so several places it links to the like the disability benefits, the workers' comp benefits. The
yeah.
non-CWA members get some of those benefits.
Well, there was the, and there was the one thing about, I think, Matt, when you and I spoke, it was something about if the employee's not part of the CWA contract or, for example, a DPW supervisor, for overtime, you have to do it by ordinance versus paying overtime versus getting comp time or something.
Correct.
So is that in here? Did you see? Is that it? Can you show me where that is in here? I just want to make sure that if we do anything that involves overtime, we don't get tripped up that, oh, wait a minute, it's not in the ordinance. We can only give you comp time.
Yeah, that's 72.3.
Okay.
Yeah. As the mayor set out.
Okay.
I think it's B. 70.
Yeah.
Correct.
B.
Yep.
This is an attempt to bring everything in the code in compliance with really what's happening
okay.
on the ground and to make sure that everything is uniform. And it factored in, this was tracking along with the negotiations we were having also.
And that was the only other thing I saw was the 72-7, page 6. Effective date of benefits, the compensation benefits and reimbursement provisions hereof shall be effective on or after January 1st. I just was saying we might want to add the words for employees hired on or after, if that's what it means. I don't know if that comes into play here. Like anybody who maybe was hired in 1996 shall be effective on or after.
I believe that goes back to the date when this section of the code was originally introduced as an ordinance.
Okay.
Right, this tracks, that's the original language. That's
just a okay. historic.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about grandfathering. That's what my mind is on right now with this. People that might not, is this going to cover everybody from 95 forward, or if they were hired before that, they weren't grandfathered into some other kind of a deal?
You're trying to encapsulate people that were hired pre-January 1 of 90.
Yeah, like were they under some other, the old ordinance and...
I can't answer. What I can answer is that they were affected by the original ordinance back in 95.
Mm-hmm.
So this simple, you would carry that forward without any detriment to them. I don't know what the status was pre-1995. We didn't go back that far.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid any kind of a situation where we're taking something away from somebody that was grandfathered in and that we're not supposed to be doing that. I can't think of a situation like that, but I'm just trying to think it through.
Well, in most incidents, these are taking account for changes in the law or changes in beneficial to the employees, if that's the appropriate term. And like I said, it hadn't been rewritten in over 20 years, and just some of the benefits that we have already extended. We wanted to have the written document match the actual practice. So I don't think there's anything in here designed to take anything away, other than the terms we spoke about directly in individual negotiations that the parties were aware of.
Any further discussion? Is there a motion to introduce ordinance number 2019-08?
I'll make the motion to introduce ordinance number 2019-08.
Second.
Roll call.
Public hearing to be held on December 4th, 2019.
Thank you.
Yes.
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 Okay. So that takes us on to resolutions. The first resolution on the agenda, number 87, appointing a business administrator as the insurance fund manager, that's going to be tabled.
Because you already have a fund manager, a commissioner, which is Committeeman Tom, and you have an alternate, so you have to wait till next year for the reappointment. For an appointment with the business administrator. You can't have two fund commissioners. So that'll be on for January.
Future business there.
You can make a commitment still the fund commissioner and make me the alternate or whatever you want to do. It's up to you guys.
Thank you. So we'll revisit that at the appropriate time. Resolution 88-2019, authorizing a county open space municipal grant. The background to this is most residents may notice the county assesses a 4-cent open space tax. When they collect that money, they then allocate approximately 10% of what's collected from each municipality back to that municipality. And by freeholder statute, the municipalities get 2 years to spend that money, apply to spend that money for municipal purposes. They've never actually taken it away after 2 years. So currently the township, Lebanon Township, has a balance for municipal grant purposes of $200,823.46. In discussions with the CFO, it turns out that our current outstanding balance of our open space debt is $199,526. So this resolution authorizes us to apply to the county to have them pay to us a grant amount of $199,526 for the purpose of paying off the remaining open debt. And this resolution then authorizes the mayor to sign and execute the documents for that application. Any other discussion? Otherwise,
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 88-2019 Municipal Grant Program Open Space Debt Pay Down.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Then we have a resolution 89-2019, resolution to amend our shared service agreement with the North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School District. We currently have a shared service where we provide two special law enforcement officers to Voorhees High School. They have requested a third officer on the same terms as the existing shared service agreement, so this resolution is to increase from two officers to three officers. The effective date on the draft in front of us is open. Would that be effective immediately? Or?
Well, I didn't know the intent. I mean, is it next school year or is it?
No, the intent is as soon as we can recruit.
Let's just make it as effective immediately.
Effective then. Or today's date or the word immediately or today's
date? No, let's do 11-6-19.
Okay. So that's the any discussion. I've asked the chief. He's comfortable adding an additional staff member under the existing terms. Chief of Police.
Do we need to make a motion to approve him to go out and advertise for this position?
Yeah, I would do that after you approve the amendment. Yes.
As a motion afterward? So, okay.
By motion.
First, is there a resolution to approve, a motion to approve Resolution 89-2019?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 89-2019.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And then I'll make a motion to approve the chief advertising for a new Special 3 for this new position being requested by Voorhees.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you. And the next is Resolution 90-2019. This is a resolution which would revise the police chief's contract where he would waive certain rights in his existing contract. I'm going to suggest that we table this since there's a related discussion in executive session. There would be potential action after executive session. That takes us to old business, where we have with us tonight our chief financial officer, Mr. Greg Dallapia, to go over an updated best practices worksheet that's been provided to us.
Right. In my wonderful work ethic, I tried to get it done as quickly as possible, and I did the wrong one. So I had to ask that it be pulled from last agenda. So you were all given the new best practices inventory, which increased from about 50 questions to 84. There are three separate sections. There's core competencies, there's best practices, and then there's an unscored survey. You needed to score at least 30 to have no aid withheld, and we scored 43, which is good. And they've changed it quite a bit in that a lot more of it now is more of an administrative kind of, a lot of different questions that are actually pulling away from the financial questions. But with the help of the mayor, and I believe Tom McKee was involved also, we were able to pull all the answers together that we needed, like on the fair share housing and things like that. And that's it, unless there's a question. It's been submitted already because it had to be in Trenton by October 30th. And, of course, like in past years, it has to be on the agenda for committee awareness.
Yep, so there's no action to be taken.
No
action. It's committee awareness. But if anyone's got any discussion, this would be the time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we thank our CFO for discussing this with us.
Thank you.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Great.
Thank you all. You're welcome, Brian.
Okay. So next on the agenda is titled The Revaluation Update, and our tax assessor, Erica Brandmeier, is here tonight to give us an update on the revaluation.
Good evening. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm going to pass out sample letters of what all the residents are going to be receiving next week. They have to be mailed out after November 10th. That's the statutory date.
Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Erica Brandmeier. Nice to see you all. Just to kind of give you an overview, we had excellent entry rate into the homes. 72% of the 2,268 residential homes in Lebanon, 1,642 were entered. So that's great. That's good stuff. The new values are going to be sent out next week after November 10th. The informal meetings. I encourage everyone to attend an informal meeting. Even if you think that your assessment is great, just review your property record card. Make sure it's correct. Make sure it's accurate. All right. The meetings, they have them set up for Mondays and Wednesdays from 9 to 4, Fridays from 9 to 3, Tuesdays and Thursdays 11 to 7, and anything after 7 o'clock is per taxpayer request. So they'll stay for those.
Tuesday, Thursday, what were the hours?
Oh, I apologize. Monday and Wednesday, 9 to 4.
Yep, I got that.
Fridays, 9 to 3. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 to 7. And anything after 7 has to be specifically requested.
And those will be in this building?
If that's your choosing, yes.
Yep.
Absolutely, in this room. Any questions concerning your assessments should be directed towards PPA, because there's nothing I can do. They won't release the data to me until the end of the year. I'm going to put their phone numbers on record. The number to call is 1-800-410-5815. Or 1-866-857-1388. Should a taxpayer sit down for an informal review and they're not satisfied with the review? I'm sorry. They can take that to the next level, which is an appeal. And because we're in a revow year, the appeal deadline is May 1st, not April 1st. They will get a green and white card in the mail, and on the back of that will have instructions, or they can go to the Hunterdon County Board of Taxation and get a form from there along with the appeal instructions and brochures. If anyone comes to the informal review and they said my house wasn't inspected, they will certainly go out and do it while they're here, so that gives them a second chance. Other than that...
If I recall, if you come to the meeting and say, I don't like the value and my house wasn't inspected...
They'll come
there's
out.
Nothing to do until they go to
correct.
Inspect. And same with the appeals, right? You can't appeal unless you grant
well, you
it
can
an
appeal,
inspection.
But the question is, will you be heard?
Yep.
We did have 40 outright refusals. So if those individuals decide to change their minds and come in and say, you know what, I don't like this, can you please, you know, come out, they will certainly do so, and we will remove them from the refusal list, and we'll update our records. This is very preliminary numbers, so not really concrete yet. Approximately, people will go up about 23% in assessment, not taxes, in the assessment, okay? So 32 neighborhoods out of the 72 will be plus or minus the 23%. So some can see 18%, some can see 28%.
Say that again. 32 neighborhoods of our 72 neighborhoods will be
plus or minus the 23%. Okay. So 25 of those neighborhoods are going to be going down. So you're looking at somewhere in the 18 percentile for the assessment change. Okay. 15% are going to be going up.
15 neighborhoods.
Yes. So you're going to see that at like a 28% change. So you're going to see some differences in assessments there. Some people were a little under-assessed, and that needs to be rectified. Matt, right, the only other thing I have is that sales right now are at about approximately $172 a square foot, and they're bringing in the assessments at approximately $168.11 a square foot. So we're really bringing things up to where they are.
And since I spoke to you earlier, I'll just highlight something that comes in the letter. The reason I asked Erica to come tonight is, as she said, and she doesn't like to use these numbers, but I'll use them so they're my numbers. We understood at the time we were ordered to do the revaluation that our assessed values are running at about 81%. Or we had a ratio of 81% of market value. And so I asked her, that means if we're now going to 100%, if you just do the math, everybody's value goes up by 23% in a perfect world. Now everybody's not, and it turns out preliminarily we're pretty much in line with that. What I wanted to avoid was somebody says, my house used to be valued at $300,000. Now it says $365,000. My taxes are going up 20%. And so this letter tries to tell you a 2019 pro forma number, because what will actually happen is the tax rate will go down 20%, the values go up 20%, we collect the same amount of money. Yeah. So they're going to tell in this letter your 2019 assessed value, the amount of taxes you paid in 2019, your 2020, the new assessed value, but we have no idea what the budgets are going to be for the schools and everybody else next year. So they're going to tell you, based on that new value and the adjusted tax rate, pro forma, what your tax would have been for this year. And you'll see, you either went up a little, you went down a little, you went up a lot, down a lot. But that's how people will know. So we want people to be educated that when you see your assessed value went up $100,000, no, my tax isn't going up 20%. Your tax may, in fact, go down. We don't know case by case. And so these meetings are for people to refine whether the square footage was measured correctly, whether you know, it shows that you had a deck and you don't have a deck. All those kinds of clarifications can be done in the meeting.
And I encourage people to do that, because they may have put a fireplace on there, and while it's a minimal change, you still don't want to be assessed for a fireplace that you don't have, or a finished basement, or maybe the square footage of it. I mean, you guys know your houses, so, you know, absolutely sit down and go over that with them.
The letter that comes out next week won't have that property detail. It'll just tell the broad numbers. So you have to come in for the meeting, then you look at what you're calling the property card. Mm-hmm. It'll say how many bedrooms, how many this, how many that, that you can review.
And I always tell people to review that. And the biggest thing that everybody has to look at when they get their letters is the value of it. Is that the value of your house? Could you get that for your house? Would you market your house for that? Could you get it? Would you get it? What is the price you would get? And that's what you guys all have to like take a look at when it comes to the value of the house. We can't, I can't look at taxes. I have to look at what you guys are going to sell it for, because at the end of the day, that's what this is all about.
Yep. And Erica mentioned it. The statute doesn't allow this letter to go out until November 10th.
Correct.
To get past the elections for other towns that might have an issue. And the final numbers are due to the county December 31st.
That's correct.
So that's partly why we've got this window of the next few weeks where we're having these meetings. Mm-hmm. Because after December 31st, then you're due a county appeal rather than our assessing company.
Well, I had to certify January 10th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I had to certify all the numbers by January 10th.
Okay.
So I have that statutory. And then once that all happens, they'll get their green cards, and then you have, you know, before April.
May 1st. Now.
May 1st, excuse me, to appeal it if you're not happy with the informal review.
Okay. But we've got now 7-8 weeks for the informal review process.
I think we were going to start next week in the informal review process. I believe it's next week we're going to start having the informal reviews, and we were going to run until approximately the second week of December, if needed. So, and I believe the gentleman will stay here even if they don't have appointments, just in case somebody walks in.
Okay. Any other discussion on the reval and for our tax assessor?
Yeah. Good job.
Okay. Do you need to stay in case there's any public comment or questions?
If
sure.
You don't mind?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
So she will be
thank
available
you.
For public comment. Or in the foyer.
Okay.
Foyer. Okay, the next item is labeled Environmental Assessment Contract for the Open Space Acquisition. As everyone may know, the township has approved a contract to acquire approximately 2 acres of property at 661 Wood Glen Road. As part of that property transaction, we need to retain an environmental services firm to perform a preliminary assessment. We solicited three quotes. The low quote is from Brockerhoff Environmental Services for an amount of $2,850. If there's any discussion, or the motion would be to approve a contract with Brockerhoff Environmental Services.
I'll make that motion. I'll make a motion to approve the contract with Brockerhoff Environmental Services.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And I just as an aside, this was probably discussed in 2017, but New Jersey Water Supply Authority, which we partnered with on a lot of transactions, normally offers to pay 50% of select transaction costs, including the environmental preliminary assessment. Because they own with us jointly the neighboring property, but they're not going to enter into owning any of this, they've offered to pay 100% of the survey work, the preliminary assessment, and the title search. And they've already paid 50% of the preliminary, the appraisal work that we did. So that's just information. I have a couple other items of old business. Yesterday in the election, I just wanted to note that the open space referendum question unofficially was passed with 57% of the vote. That'll get certified shortly. The next step is that we now amend our ordinance to reflect that question. So presumably,
we'll have it on for December.
In the first meeting in December, we would introduce that ordinance change. We're also expecting at that meeting to have a stormwater management ordinance update that will be provided in the next 2 weeks. If there are no other questions on that, one other old business update. This relates to a Stop the Soot grant that we applied for earlier in this year. We received information over the last 2 weeks that we were approved for that grant of $31,189.43 toward purchase of the backhoe. That backhoe has now been ordered. That was approved earlier this year, the ordering of that. And Warren tells me they're telling him 6 to 8 weeks, so before the end of the year we could potentially have that backhoe. Any other old business anyone would like to bring up? New business. We have a letter from our DPW manager requesting that to advertise for 2 full-time employees. I would like to table that also into executive session to discuss some issues with the attorney around that process. Sorry. And then we have a request from the DPW manager to purchase a new Mason dump truck. This was in our budget for this year in the capital budget.
Mm-hmm.
You've all got that in front of you. It would be purchased under Sourcewell Co-op contract number 120716-NAF for a price including chassis and separately auto body, the salt bed or the salt dump on the back, the magnesium calcium pre-wet, the snow plow on the front, all totaled in for.
Does this also have the throw chains?
$84,000. I didn't look for
you
that.
Know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I don't know if the Mason. I think the Mason dumps are 4-wheel drive, and I don't know if they have the throw chains on the Mason dumps or not.
I don't think so.
No. Because they're 4-wheel, I don't think so.
And they're easier to put chains on if you need to on the big truck.
So the total purchase price is $84,303.93. Any discussion, comments, or motion to approve the purchase?
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of the 2020 Mason dump truck for $84,303.93.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the next item is we need to schedule our year 2020 reorganization meeting. The statute requires that that be held within the first week of the new year. Our normal meeting day would fall on January 8th, which is a Wednesday, which is one day too late. So the question to everyone is, January 1st is not available for certain people. January 6th is highly undesirable for certain people. So I would propose January 7th as the date. We normally have that at 6 p.m. I believe we'll, you know, 1 hour earlier than a regular meeting.
That won't conflict with any planning board or anything?
Well, they can't,
they
have
can't
it
meet ahead of us reorganizing.
They
can anyway.
Meet after us for sure?
Yep.
Okay.
And that's the same day as the school. Woodland is having theirs.
Right.
So, okay, so January 7th, 6
p.m. That would be my proposal, but the question is if that is a conflict or a problem for anyone. Looking at the calendar, then our next regular meeting would be January 22nd, and everything would flow reasonably well after that. So
it wouldn't be the it wouldn't be the 15th because it's.
I'm sorry, it would be normally the 15th.
Yeah, because that's
Board
of Adjustment.
I'm sorry,
the
third Wednesday would be the 15th, so we would probably then go to our regular schedule of having it on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, thanks.
Okay.
I knew it looked wrong when I was saying it. Okay, so do we need a motion to schedule our reorg meeting? Does that work for you as well,
James? Okay. I mean, unless. It's a Wednesday, right?
It's a Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday.
We can't do it on the Wednesday.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. I don't know what Tewksbury is the day that is. So
we asked you first.
Well, you know what? Have yours earlier, and I'll go with theirs.
It's only 6 p.m. Ours will be 6 p.m.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Just thinking on the fly there.
So, is there a motion to schedule that?
I'll make the motion to schedule the January reorg meeting for January 7th at 6 p.m.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Takes us to presentation of vouchers.
None that I qualify here.
I have one for J&D Auto Body. It's for repairs of 2019 Ford Interceptor utility for $3,557.30. That's it.
We've got one which is for the rollover of our bond anticipation notes for $884,743.74. So that's our new debt balance heading into next year after some pay down this year. The bond attorney services for that, paying to Rogert McCarthy, is $1,336.03. A refund on an escrow account balance for Block 12, Lot 8 of $3,275.50. CDW Government for purchase of a computer system, $1,290.97. Dove Environmental Education, this is paid for out of our Clean Communities Grant, I guess it's called, for various education programs at Valley View School, $1,335. JCP&L Power Master Account for the month of October 2019, $1,105.28. And the donation to the fire department for the Emergency Medical System Program approved last meeting of $30,000.
I have one for Warren Materials for a bunch of asphalt for the roads for $25,841.66. I have a second one for Warren Materials for asphalt for the roads, $14,826.41. And then I have an invoice for A&S Hydraulics for a repair of the dump body on the truck for $2,345. And another one for Warren Materials for more asphalt for $1,934.26.
I have one here that qualifies for professional services rendered by Gephardt & Kiefer for $1,053.81.
So So the total voucher list in front of us is $997,008.98. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So several correspondence. The related liaison can type in if they want to highlight anything. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The first is the Recreation Committee minutes of September 5th, 2019. This lists quite a few what I would consider very successful events over the summer.
Yeah, the recreation team is great, and we just had Halloween Madness in the park, and it was just fantastic. The weather cooperated the second time, and we postponed it. And I don't know how we would do it without the people on the recreation team and the park commission. They're great.
They work very well together.
Yeah.
Next is the museum's curator report. Museum curator's report. Anything you'd like to highlight there? Okay. We have another thank you note from the North Hunter and Food Pantry. Anything to highlight?
Yes, you're fortunate. We're lucky to find someone willing to donate a new air conditioner for the food pantry.
Thanks for your efforts on that. A notice from our police department, our police chief, who I saw here a moment ago, who's incognito because they would like us to announce that there is a No Shave November fundraiser going on for the Scott Oldenburg Foundation. This is a foundation for cancer research. Lieutenant Oldenburg passed away some years ago of pancreatic cancer at the age of 42. And so our officers are donating. Our PBA number 386 has set up a GoFundMe page donating $100 per officer. The various officers are also making contributions to that. So if you see our officers looking a little scruffy, it is all for a good cause. Next, also notice from the police department that our officers will be wearing mourning bands, the black bars on their badges, in honor of Russ Monahan, former officer. That's for a 30-day period, I believe.
I believe he retired sergeant, right?
Yes, he did.
And he was the second officer hired in the department, is that?
He was hired in 1972. He was one of the first few.
Okay.
He retired in 97, 25 years at the department.
Thank you. Next correspondence, we received notification from the Department of Environmental Protection Green Acres grant. We applied earlier this year for a $350,000 planning incentive grant, and we were awarded the $350,000. I believe they have a two-year cycle, so this is now for us. It's not specific to a transaction. It is for us to enhance our open space and recreation plan or enhance the goals or act on the goals of that over the next 2 years. So we need to start developing a more specific plan. That's a nice big grant, and that's a 50% matching grant, so it actually is for $700,000 of open space work. Yes, sir.
So we'll include that in the 2020 budget?
We don't get the money as we get
but
we don't apply for it, so we have a...
Okay, but we don't want to do an insertion of revenue now.
Do we
think we're going to have any expenses against it between now and the end of the year?
No.
Okay. Then we'll
It's still subject to the governor veto here things, and I don't think it's a grant where we get the money. It would be as we identify
it would be a reimbursement,
then we apply. Yeah. It'll be a reimbursement.
Then we'll put it in 2020.
Okay.
Will this also include the expanded items that were on the referendum? Will we be able to use it for other than just?
Yep.
Okay.
Per grant application.
Cool beans.
Okay, next is correspondence from our Joanne Fasinelli, who is our recycling coordinator in her capacity. She's also our treasurer. That's why I was stumbling there for a minute. This is updating us on the township-wide paper shredding event from September 28th. 82 residents participated, and also the township sort of purges our department files and things at that time. 2.31 tons of confidential documents were shredded as part of this, and that tonnage credit now goes to our 2019 recycling tonnage grant report. And lastly, we've got the October Animal Control Report. I was happy to read quite a bit of activity, and most of them got adopted out.
And the only item that I'd say to point there that really is that on the 27th, the coyote that was captured, that was rabid. So just since it was a rabid coyote, it got it somewhere. So keeping people aware of that there may be other coyotes, raccoons, other animals. Somehow this, you know, coyote got infected. So just don't think it's solved the problem by him being gone. There's something else, could be something there. And just be alert and be aware.
Thank you. Unless anyone else has anything to raise.
Mayor,
yeah.
I'll just give him my report.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. At the direction of the township attorney, I reached out to Holland Township with regards to the QPA shared service agreement. I spoke to the deputy mayor, Grove, and they're very amenable to it. They're going to go over the contract, and they're going to send it to me, and I'm going to forward to the township attorney for review. I'd like to follow up on the last minute we had with Aqua America, reaching out to them about Pine Ridge Road. I have tried several times to reach out to them. I didn't leave a message because the phone kept ringing for Mr. Hildebrandt, and I emailed them twice, no response. I reached out to him, Michelle Ryan, still no response. So what I did today was I asked Don Warren to go down there, get a contact number so I can speak to somebody with regards to the Pine Ridge Road. Also, on Monday, I met with Committee Woman Kohler with regards to the bay floor pre-construction meeting for the bay floor, restoration and repair. And I think they gave us a start date of November 18th. Mm-hmm. That would start pouring the cement November 26th, was it? Oh, no,
yeah,
before
I think
it
would that. Be cured by
cured, it'd be cured by then, and it'd be ready to go within 12 days, about approximately.
Yeah. There's a 28-day cure period.
They're using this type of cement, and they actually said if we needed to
increase it to 5,000,
that's a level. Stuff, but, you know, I was picking up on it that we could, but we didn't really need to. But it was it would have forced it to be ready even earlier. But Warren was there. Yeah. He was fine with what we're doing, and we don't want to steal your show.
No, it's not my show. It's your show.
So by the end of November, we can be back.
Yeah, everything will be, you know.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Right after Thanksgiving, it'll be ready to go. So I can step on the floor. We'll be good. So also with regards to you'll be interviewing individuals to become chief, I have, and I'll speak about it in the executive session, questions that, you know, I've been through several chief interviews that you would ask chiefs. Potential chief, wants to be chief. So we'll discuss that in the executive session. So. Other than that, there's nothing else. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I went back to the.
What's that?
As in, back to the Aqua.
Yeah.
If you look, check your email. I just sent tonight an email with another name in there and a
history
of the road and what's been going on. And
all right, good.
You know, so yeah.
Maybe if I don't pay my bill, they'll call me.
I just hope I'm not. I was like,
thank
God I'm not thirsty. I mean, you know.
But I know this person has talked to other people. So
all right,
this
good.
Person may be somebody who picks up their phone.
Okay, good.
Just a suggestion to the committee. Maybe we should have a section on our agenda for administrator comments.
Yep.
Every meeting.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We will do that. Any other comments before we go to public comment? With that, is there a motion for public comment?
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that. Yep, please come up and state your name, road you live on, and the floor is yours.
My name is Gordon Sandelier, Voorhees Road. We seem to have a problem on our street. Somebody who owns the property at the corner of 513 in our road put a steel container on that property. I don't think this is any part of the residential area where you should have a steel container on your property sitting out like that. It's the first thing everybody sees when they pull down the street. It's not like I'm going to sell my house. I'm not moving nowhere. I'm done moving. My next move is to the cemetery. But everybody else on the street, they're all losing value on their property because of this steel
trailer.
Container sitting there. Now, what are our options of getting rid of this?
Update, Mayor. I spoke with John Fleming, zoning officer, a solid week ago, and he had contact with that individual. I don't remember the name. I wouldn't use it anyway. and he told me he was giving him a few weeks, depending upon the weather, because the truck has to get all the way across to the lawn to the back corner, you know, without getting stuck, and before he took any further action. And that's
This isn't like a dumpster. This isn't like a.
It's an actual container.
Oh, I was thinking dumpster.
Half a tractor trailer size. Dumpster,
So the zoning officer said the owner is open or planning to move it?
That's what he told me. Yeah.
So we'll.
Do we have an ordinance in our town against those being put in the residential area?
Off the top of my head, I don't know, but we'd have to ask the zoning officer. We can take that as an item to check into.
Because the town of Piscataway just passed their ordinance recently, and everybody who had a container had to get rid of them. So if we can look further down the road from this, maybe we can get in contact with that town of Piscataway and find out how to enforce this ordinance.
Well, I think it doesn't belong there. We're aware of that, ordinance or not. Plus, where it's at is probably too close to the property lines also.
Yeah.
But having a Pacific ordinance doesn't stop someone from doing it.
No.
You still got to enforce it.
No, but it still gives you something to fight with.
Well, we do. Yeah. Not permitted.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Seeing no others. A motion to close public comment.
Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
So we will be going into executive session, resolution 91-2019, for several personnel matters. As was mentioned, we'll have a discussion on the police chief succession plan. We will discuss the new hire of DPW employees. We have an update on the collective bargaining with the CWA, an update on collective bargaining with the PBA, and the chief's contract resolution we discussed earlier will also be discussed in executive session. Potential action would include the chief's resolution and the DPW hire. Is there a motion to go into executive session number 91-2019?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session 91-2019.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
You'd say yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm also going to step.
Oh, there's a typo. Well, that's 9.
That's the case. I'll make sure that I'll take over.
Eric knows 8 and 9.
Because I looked at it and I saw the ordinance.